The Bird Show.
Right, let me introduce you all to Abby, who needs to be on The Voice Disguiser because she thinks that she's going to be walking into work and there's going to be pretty, it's going to be pretty tense.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Abby.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm freaking out. You don't know. I just don't know what to do.
All right, so I think we've probably all done this before, and I haven't heard the story, but I'm assuming that you wrote an email and you were planning on deleting it and you accidentally sent it?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what happened?
Oh, no, this is not good.
You know what I've done similar to that? Have you ever done the reply to all? When you only, you're replying to
one person about it.
Yeah. So like, yeah. There's an email going around with all of us, and I'm, you know, I decide I want to talk crap to about Jen Hobby to Bert. Mm-hmm. But I hit reply to all, and then type all. Him, like,
did you, were you replying to something? Is that why his or her or your boss's address was in the
No, I wasn't replying.
What happened?
I in my past, I just would always kind of, sometimes I kind of had a short temper, and I'd say too much right away when I was in a, you know, frustrating situation, or when I was hurt, my feelings were hurt, or when I was mad about something. And someone had once made a suggestion to me that when you're mad at someone or upset or hurt,
write them a letter, but don't mail it. Just get it all out, and then wait a day or two, look it over, and you know, if you don't feel compelled to actually send it, you just rip it up. And it really was great advice for me, and I used this. You know, this idea for difficult times. And, I mean, it's really, a few years ago, I just started doing it with email because it was just the easiest thing. I always had my computer around. So anyway, often, instead of literally writing the letter down, I write an email, and I don't even put the address in, and I just hit save as draft. And then I can review it later, and I mean, I hardly ever send anything, and if I do, I've revised it heavily after I've cooled down. Well, my boss called a meeting the other day, and she just was so obnoxious in the meeting and talking down to us and telling us to step everything up and including the way we dress, and it just, like, maybe she had some valid points, but it was the way she went about it. It really was bad for morale. It just, it didn't take into account a lot of hard work we've done. It just was so obnoxious. And I was furious. I really felt she had not approached the situation well or even correctly. So as soon as the meeting was done, I knew what I had to do to calm down and to be able to go forward. So I wrote everything I felt. I even talked about her appearance, remember? I never thought I would send this, but she had insulted how we dressed and came to work,
And you know you knock out that email in like 60 seconds
because
you're
so,
so mad
and you're
just
so loud.
Stream of consciousness, and it might as well, you might as well hit caps lock. You're
heart pounding.
What are some of the specifics that you put in there that were that you just wanted to get off?
I mean, I told her that we've said in the office some people have said she looks like a troll, or sometimes have said that she actually looks like a man in drag, and I couldn't believe she would tell us to step it up when she really does look like a man in drag. I mean, and I mean, I know how someone looks is often really not something to be mean about, but the point was I wasn't going to send it. And I don't know why I did this, but, like, instead of not putting her address in, I when I went to the address section, you know when you have memory in your computer?
Yes.
So, like, I hit a letter for her address, forgetting that it was going to give me the memory because I forgot I had actually emailed her, like, 2 weeks before about something.
So it filled in the email address.
Yeah, and then, like, I was going to go back and erase it, but I just didn't even think about it. And then I got a phone call after I typed everything out, and I was doing two things at once, like multitasking, and as I thought I was going to save this draft, like, the cursor skipped. You know how that happens sometimes? Like,
So
what you're trying to say is you typed in her email address and hit send.
Yeah, not deliberately hit send, but I did hit.
Accidentally.
Terrified. I'm terrified to go in. I'm terrified.
Like, when did you realize that you hit send? What, did the panic set in as soon as you sent it, or was it a couple of hours later?
I pretty much saw it happen, so I knew it happened.
This is the equivalent of locking the keys in the car, but you realize it just as the door is closing.
Yes. But it's even worse.
Except your car's not going to fire you.
Right.
So now, did you want to send her, like, another one right away?
I didn't know what to do. I mean, did I want to? Is that what you asked?
Yeah, like, did you want to send her, like, an apology one? Like, oh, that wasn't intended for you, or, like...
I didn't know what to do, so, no, I can't even say I wanted to do that, because I didn't think it would do any good.
When did this happen?
Yesterday afternoon.
Wait, so you haven't been in the office yet?
No.
Was her name anywhere in the email?
Her name in the email?
Like, in the body of the email, where you actually wrote out to her.
Like, was it
her
name? Was it, like, clear that you were writing about her, or can you pawn it off like it was...
someone else.
Yeah. It was addressed to her.
Oh.
So there were specifics, like, I can't...
You know? Mm-hmm.
It was like, I can't believe you just gave that talk when you look like a man yourself, or whatever.
Kind of. Yeah, I mean, it's gonna... I mean, yeah, she knows it's about her, to her.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know.
This is going to be the longest drive of your life today when you got to go in there.
Now, I don't know. What do I do? Say, I'm so sorry. Well, I did a bad thing, and it's my fault, and I'm sorry. What do I do?
How many emails does she get? Because I know I'm not.
Oh, my God. You mean you think she didn't open it yet?
I
didn't think of that.
What a break.
I'm just wondering. Like, you said, because I would immediately walk in there and say, I'm so sorry. And she'll be like, for what?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Now, I don't know how in the world you're going to get that email back, but there's a possibility that she hasn't checked email yet.
Is there...
Can I hack into her system?
Is there some kind of situation that you can almost manufacture that would put you in her office one-on-one with the door closed?
So, yeah, how about this?
Well,
I think you're going
to
fire me later.
Talk to her privately, but I mean, if she read it, I'm still dead, you know?
But here's what I'm saying is that...
I'm dead meat.
What we're trying to avoid here is you confessing to an email that she hasn't seen yet.
If you
get into her office and it's a closed door meeting between you and she, and you bring up another topic... Chances are pretty good if she's seen that email, she will address it then. But if she hasn't, you'll walk out of the office and she hasn't seen it yet.
I think you'll know by her first reaction to you. Mm-hmm. I don't even think you have to have a closed door meeting. When I worked in corporate America, if I'd sent an email like that to my boss, as soon as I walked in the door and she saw me, like, she would call me into her office immediately. You know? So you'll know.
Yes,
absolutely.
From her body language, immediately. Mm-hmm. You'll know.
But what do I do either way?
I mean,
I think you just have to apologize and you have to explain that you never intended to send it, but that sometimes when you get frustrated with her, you write her a letter. I mean, I don't know what else you can do.
But if honest. You can read it, how do I get rid of it?
You can't.
You can't recall it. She's going to read it.
Unless it hasn't been opened yet, can't you recall it?
Depends on what software you're using, I think.
Can we call email? I've never known how to do that.
You can do it, I think, if both people are on the same server or whatever it's called in Outlook, but if it's...
I didn't even know you could do that.
Another maybe you can.
There's one lame one that says, this party wishes to...
Recall
the
email.
Message,
but it's already been emailed.
Right, mm-hmm. Then it makes you curious about what she's trying to recall or he's trying to recall, so you read it.
I think that's what happens if you... And some IT dude who knows more about this than we do will call up, but I think that recall message comes if you try to recall a message that's been sent like outside of that system, because that does make you go, why?
Wait a second.
Why you want to recall it?
Yeah.
Good morning, Danny. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, Burr Show. Love you guys. Love the show.
Thank you,
sir.
Look, I did the same thing not very long ago, and I looked around. I remember AOL used to have a feature where you can go, like, delete, unsend message, but I don't think they do that anymore. What I did, I just walked in. It was my boss, same situation. It's a whole lot worse if they find out after the fact and they're like, hey, why did you send this email? You're out of here. I honestly think you should just walk in there and just be like, look, I was really pissed off yesterday. I was really upset. This is what, you know, it was my way of blowing off steam. I don't really think any of these things. Sometimes we say things we don't mean when we're upset, but I just wanted to apologize ahead of time. And if she has no idea what the email was because she hasn't read it yet, I think it would say a whole lot about her if she just took the initiative and was like, look, I was just really upset. I'm really sorry.
Agreed.
This is probably the best thing.
Great advice.
Yeah, you go in there and you say, this was my inner monologue.
And I would go to cumulusjobs.com because she's never going to trust you again.
Cumulus, the power of radio.
We know not to send those emails.
Because, I mean, I was just trying to think if I was on the receiving end of something like that, even if you did come in and say, listen, I'm sorry, I was mad at you yesterday, you know, all those things, I think he's right that it says something about you that you're willing to admit it, but I don't think that she'll trust you ever again. You don't have an ally. You don't have an ally in her.
But you can keep the job if you go in there proactively.
Maybe. Or you're on the
short
list.
Right now, but right now, I mean, it's worth keeping.
For one more paycheck.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
What's up, Shannon?
Hey there. I was just going to say, if she goes in and she can tell that the boss hasn't read the letter yet, then explain what happened, say that she was just really upset yesterday and she did just write a frustrated email. It was not intended to be sent, and just ask her to please give her the benefit of the doubt and just not open it and just delete it.
Oh, right. Yeah, right. Curiosity would kill the cat. She would have to go read it then.
I would.
You bring attention to that. Yeah, that's the first thing she's doing is she's going.
Absolutely. Is that the right analogy, or did I just make the wrong one?
No, that's good.
No, you're good.
Curiosity kills the cat, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially if he's 30 years old.
Yeah. As soon as it came out of my mouth, I thought I had it wrong.
All right. Don't take any wooden nickels.
If she gets in early, then the early bird
gets the worm.
A stitch in time doesn't make any sense.
Good morning, Q100. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm great.
What's up?
I think that she should forward her a ton of spam emails. And when she goes to look at her, you know, inbox, she'll be like, let me get rid of all of this. And she'll possibly erase hers, too.
That is a long shot.
No, actually, just tricky.
You should just spam the entire account.
I actually had a thought of, I don't know where you find viruses.
No, that's illegal, honey.
Listen, all you.
The law.
I'm just putting it out there.
Oh my god.
Because Melissa's always under the speed limit, so there's no. We're gonna.
What if maybe, I get a speeding ticket? I'm not gonna.
Right.
So sabotage the cop car because he pulled me over.
You go to traffic court, what you need to do is set the fire alarm.
Yeah, that's
so everybody
yes.
rushes out of court.
Perfect.
So you don't have to.
I'm offering a suggestion.
You're a jerk.
Why don't
I like it?
Why don't you see if there's a way to get a virus onto her computer and crash the whole thing?
Okay.
She's listening to you.
So what?
You know how to do that?
No. But I think you can Google it or Bing it. And I think you can find a virus and you can,
Okay.
That's messed up. You can't do that. You'll get a lot of
that's
trouble.
That's so irresponsible.
What the hell? Stop. I always say irresponsible stuff.
So
you're going to hit me now.
She's going to go to jail for now that. Now that you're a big national TV star, you can say things like that and get away with it.
This has actually happened to Ashley here. Ashley, how did you handle it?
I actually pawned it off on someone else.
Atta
I
girl.
Told them they were trying to frame me. That they didn't like me. They were trying to get me fired. And I told them that someone went in it and sent it because they felt that way, but they were trying to get rid of me at the same time.
She didn't really believe that, did she? The boss believed that?
Well, it was hearsay, so she couldn't fire me.
Actually, hold, please. You know what? Let's just leave me alone right now because I haven't. What if you
shut
did?
Up!
What
You're
if you did
jerk.
Go in there?
Total jerk.
God, are you still talking?
When she calls you in about that, this would be a good hour to send. When she calls you in to talk about that, why don't you act dumbfounded? Like, what are you talking about?
Right.
Come on. I mean, you're at, this is like.
We're trying to save her job.
Why
actually,
you,
that's a good idea. Probably,
that's not going to work. Nobody can act that well.
If you're going to like skirt around actually admitting it, that's the best way to skirt around it.
I agree with Jeff on that one.
This isn't some CW drama. This is
come
real
on.
Life. She's never going
to
be able
to save her job. It's like, what was that song? It Wasn't Me.
It Wasn't Me.
Well, the problem with all that.
Shaggy. It Wasn't Me.
The problem with that is that Georgia's they don't care. They can fire you for anything in Georgia. They don't even need cause here.
I like the guy who said you should go in and confront it head on.
What if you give her?
I don't know. It's so scary.
What if you give her a virus instead of putting one on the computer? What if you give her the swine flu?
Just go right in front of her and start sneezing on her.
Why don't you throw up on her face when you get to work? Or
finally, a good idea.
Or somehow.
I think our work is done here.
A bucket of that poopy Chattahoochee water right in her mouth.
Hey, Abby, we'll talk to you on Monday to find out how it all went and see if you're still employed, okay?
Okay.
Good luck.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, another satisfied customer on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
All right, so coffee, I mean, if you get up and you're listening right now, then 75% of you understand the, I mean, coffee is like gold.
Yeah.
I mean, that my day doesn't start until I just have that first sip. Just a little teeny, teeny, teeny one, but just starts your day, you know?
Yeah, ruins my day if I don't have any coffee. I know Wendy and Jeff are not coffee drinkers in the room, but Jen, Bert, and myself are addicted.
It's got a grip on us. Like, Jen didn't drink coffee yesterday, and she was a mess.
Oh, I was, like, falling asleep by 9 a.m. I was like, oh.
Melissa, I think it's funny. I don't think Melissa does, but sometimes Katie Joe does stuff like take the coffee pot and hide it, or
use all the
coffee and not buy any new ones.
I don't think she loves me anymore, to be honest with you.
Didn't she one time actually take your coffee pot to work?
Yeah.
To her office?
To her office. And then
never replaced it.
And then I walked in the kitchen. I was like, where's the coffee pot? And then we've run out of coffee before and stuff.
So she'll come in the morning and she'll barter with Bert.
Yeah.
For just sips of Bert's coffee. Like, it's a negotiation. It's like, Bert, seriously, I'll record. You want me to record your spots? I'll go on healthy
trim. Can I have more, sir? So it really is like gold in here. And we're all excited because Starbucks has this new instant coffee out. And instant coffee generally sucks.
And they
it's
have
gross.
It, yeah. And Starbucks brand, and again, I don't know, and forgive me, Starbucks, but it's either Via or Via, but it's spelled V-I-A, yep. And that's their instant coffee brand.
And why is instant coffee so bad? Because I don't know. I mean, I don't have a lot to do with coffee.
I'm not really sure why it's bad. It just sucks. I mean, you pour it in your cup and you just...
crystals into hot water rather than the hot water running through the coffee grounds. Like it's, you know, the brewed coffee is just going to taste like it's more mixed in or something.
Yeah, brewed coffee doesn't dissolve, but instant coffee dissolves in water.
It will dissolve eventually. And then there's like a sediment at the bottom and it just is like less rich,
maybe. And it's so branded with old people.
Yeah, like, that's a grandmother.
If you went
drink.
To Johnny's Hideaway 15 years ago, you're drinking instant coffee.
That's what Sanka is, right? It's
the same
idea. Grandma used to drink that stuff, and it has its own distinct smell too. Like my grandma smelled like Sanka. She did, man. And she would get the grinds like in her teeth when she'd smile. It's just nastiness.
Yeah, I had a really sad moment with instant coffee. It was the first Christmas I spent away from my family. With another family, and I woke up Christmas morning without the fanfare, and I had to go in the pantry by myself and make instant coffee.
The nerve.
And I had to eat like crackers and instant coffee for Christmas morning, and I went outside and I called my mom and I cried.
Oh, no!
Drinking my instant coffee.
With grinds in your teeth?
Yeah, with grinds in my teeth.
First world problems.
Yes.
First world problems. All right, so we have four different coffees in here, and intern Natalie has labeled them all A, B, C, and D. And we all have the same coffees in front of us, correct?
Yes. And the only people doing this are Melissa, Bert, and Jay, because Wendy and I don't care.
No. Right.
One of those is McDonald's brand coffee.
Okay.
One of those is Dunkin' Donuts brand coffee.
That's the one that Melissa, that's her horse right there.
Mm-hmm.
One of those was bought at a gas station. Just you know, those have the pot of coffee on.
It's just been reheated over and over and over again since 1986.
That coffee pot was last cleaned for Jimmy Carter's election and governor election. And then there's the Via Starbucks Instant.
I know. And please somebody correct us on how we're pronouncing it. But now the thing that's going to be, I don't drink coffee black. So this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, that's going to be hard because I usually do sugar and
cream and sugar and stuff in there on it.
That's all right.
This gives you the true robust flavor, baby.
Bert normally doesn't drink vodka straight, but he had no problem doing that the other morning.
And I drink my coffee black also. All right. So everybody tasted A?
Yes.
All right.
I've tasted all of them. I'm going back through. Oh, that's the worst. Oh, God, that's bad.
Ugh. B is Mickey D's.
Which one's the worst?
You don't have to. You're just going best to worst. You don't have to try to guess the brand. What would be interesting is if you could decide which one is the instant. So you're looking for two things. You're trying to pick out the instant, and then you're trying to pick out which one is the
gas station,
the best tasting one.
Maybe because they're all cold, they all taste like ass to me.
Hold on.
We can heat them up for you. We got one of the microwave things. Okay. Apparently, you can put something in there and cook it. 20 seconds. Make popcorn in there. Don't stand in front
of
it.
I've got my rating.
You'll get radiation. All right, Melissa, which one do you think is the best?
I put D.
It was the best?
Yeah.
And which one do you think is the Starbucks instant?
B.
I Okay, Melissa.
Well, I probably got it wrong, but
Starbucks. You think
black
it is.
Coffee throws me off? Confidence.
Well, no, black coffee. Black coffee throws me off. Well, yeah,
it's hard. It's hard. Yeah.
But I say D was the one that seemed smoothest to me.
Yep.
And B, as in boy, is the one that I think's instant.
This is the way that you really get a good taste of coffee, though. It's like black.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay,
I like
that's
my,
true.
I like my coffee like I like my best friends.
See, that is the truth.
Yep. Bert likes black besties. First besties are all black.
She said besties.
Baby.
Besties. What'd you think?
Hey, black best friend, Bert.
Yeah.
What is your favorite? Which one do you think tasted the best?
A.
You think A tasted the best?
Yes.
And which one did you think was the Starbucks instant?
C.
Okay. Jen, which one did you think tasted the best?
A. I agreed with Bert on that.
Okay.
I thought D was the worst.
So did I.
And I think that's the instant.
And you think D is the instant?
I thought D was the worst also.
Huh. And I said it was the best.
Huh.
Do you have one that you thought was the worst, Hobby?
D. I thought was
sorry,
the worst.
I'm sorry. I confused you with Melissa. Which one did you think was the worst?
B. Okay. As in boy.
Or besties.
As in besties.
Okay, so let's see. None of you got the Starbucks instant correct.
Okay. Oh. Yep.
By the way, I had Starbucks instant listed as C.
As a matter of fact, one of you picked Starbucks instant as the best coffee.
Must have been Melissa.
Must have been me.
As a matter of fact, two of you picked the Starbucks instant as the best coffee.
The A?
Oh, really?
Starbucks instant was A.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's going to help out around
That's
here.
That's impressive.
Because we don't have coffee filters
and
anymore.
And I actually put A's my second favorite.
Okay.
And what did you say was your most favorite? D?
Yeah.
Gas station.
Really?
No way.
Wow. I did that last time.
Which was the Dunkin' Donuts? Because she says she loves that.
B was McDonald's.
Okay. I got
and
that
And C was?
Yeah, and you picked that one out by name, and C was Dunkin' Donuts, which Bert, you said you thought the Dunkin' Donuts was the instant and... Jen thought the gas station was the instant.
I thought the gas station was the instant. Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, so what we're hearing here is that the Starbucks instant really is, that's pretty quality stuff, at least in this room.
Yeah.
And we drank it black, so.
Which really does help around here, because seriously, we don't have money for coffee filters anymore around here.
Yeah.
Or they just haven't been ordered.
And I will give kudos.
Or there's a lack of management around supplies.
Your contract and Jeff's contract or coffee filters. I'm going with the contract, sister.
I'm for coffee filters, if we're being honest.
I will give Starbucks credit because I think I personally have always thought Starbucks black coffee. Horrible, but the fact that I think that their instant coffee is one of the best in the group. I mean, black. So, I mean, good for them.
Cool. And this is, by the way, I know some of you guys are skeptical and you're like, oh, I'm sure that's an advertiser. I'm sure they had to say that. Swear.
No, not
pinky,
at all.
Pinky swear.
I would have preferred to pick the Dunkin' Donuts or the McDonald's like near the top because I think that I like those more. But
it's good stuff.
At least we got the gas station one right.
Yes, we did. There was some credibility there.
The Melissa is like, WTF.
Get it? The Bert Show.
We will give you the warning right now that if you are eating,
put it down.
Put it down. And yeah, there's shock value here on a couple of different levels. The physical part of the whole thing is absolutely gross, but the fact that one father thought that this would be a reasonable way how to handle his child.
I think that means
and their illness is really warped.
I think that means that that happens in his family. You don't just think that up.
Must be passed down from grandpappy to pappy to daddy. Damn.
But this is something you witnessed.
Mm-hmm. My dad showed me how to change the oil in my car. This is what this guy's dad taught him.
You saw this with your own eyes. Because I would never believe it on a blog or something like
that. It's almost like ripping the band-aid off because you've been talking about how gross. Right. Let's get it over with.
Here's the deal. Oh. I'm at a store and it's a busy, it's like it's busy, lots of people in and out. And I'm waiting outside because the weather is beautiful. So I'm just hanging out and I'm watching the people. And one family in particular is obviously waiting for mom who's in there shopping. And it's one guy wrangling two kids. And I'm bad with ages. So the kid that I'm going to talk about is Hayden's size. And I know Hayden's little for six, right? Mm-hmm. So what is Hayden's like maybe a four-year-old?
4 or 5, yeah, probably. Four, okay, realistically,
so
yeah.
I'm guessing that's his age, but he's about Hayden size, right? So size of a 4-year-old, and he's obviously got the flu or cold or something because he's got that little drip. You know, little kids get the little drip.
Crusty.
Is it the bubbly or is it
the bubbly?
It's a bubbly.
Is it clear? Is it clearer at the yellow stage?
It's yellowy green.
Oh,
you know, whatever.
Oh,
and I noticed that because that grosses me out. You know, whatever. And Dad's doing his best, and the kids are running back and forth, and I'm just standing leaning up against the side of the building, watching them chase around, and I see.
You know how you are when you're about to get tackled. I'm sitting here waiting.
Waiting for the blow.
It's bad.
Just I have bad anxiety right now. Oh,
God. I wish I could tell you that. I wish I could comfort you somehow, but this is bad.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry, Jeff.
And so the guy's got like a handkerchief, which I think is gross. I think the concept of the handkerchief is gross.
Yeah. Reusable.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. But he keeps wiping his kid. He's trying to get his kid to blow his nose in there. But that, I mean, this kid's got the sinus of. An adult. He's got the sinus fluid of an adult coming out the nose of a 4-year-old, and he just can't stop it. So
I can't imagine how this kid's grosser.
And you know how
just wait.
And you know how you just mindlessly watch people.
Yeah.
That family was my entertainment because dad, two kids, dad just trying to be organized with the kids running back and forth. When all of a sudden he snatches up the 4-year-old. Picks him up and kind of holds his arm around his back. And before I could even process what I was seeing, he puts his hand under his chin, holds his mouth closed, puts his mouth over the kid's nose, sucks in twice.
Oh,
no way!
Spits, does it again.
Oh, you're kidding me.
God, I'm gonna be
seriously. I mean, that
is
one of the most disgusting things I have ever heard in my life.
He took a snot shot.
He orally vacuumed his son's sinuses.
Oh my God, I am going to gag.
Can't you feel it starting to build right here underneath your jowls right now?
The most disgusting.
You can think about the taste of it.
And I
a little salty.
And I watched it like I was looking at it, I was seeing it. But it took me like a few seconds because. He put in there, and he just went. He did, and it was too big.
We got it. All right.
And then he spit, and I could see the spit was the
All right.
And then he did it again just to make sure it was clear.
Why on earth? Why on earth would you do that?
And I looked at it. And about 5 seconds later, I actually took one step around the corner and dry heaved into the bushes that were along the side of the store.
This is the second time I've heard it, and the reaction is the same. Seriously, those salivation glands feel like they just took a shot of tequila.
Oh, don't say shot.
God. That's not shot.
Here is Claire. Good morning.
I might throw up.
Hi, Virtual. I love you guys.
Thank you.
I was about to say that I'm from Africa. And we do that to babies, like when their noses are stuffed and they can't blow their own nose.
We just
pick them up, and I've done that to my brother, like when he was a baby. I sucked out his snot, and I didn't even think about it twice.
You can't even use like one of those little bulby suction cup things.
Yeah, like little babies, like because they can't blow their own nose. But we didn't. I never did that to like a 4-year-old, but we did that to like little babies. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're a human neti pot.
I would think that if you've got those little suction cup things that only cost like a dollar or something, and that's how you usually get that stuff out of there.
And if that kid was 4, can't you teach your kid to blow its
nose? He was trying. I mean, he was working hard.
You just push down on one nostril for the kid, and you tell him to blow out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There was no lack of. I mean, I'll give it the dad in the beginning.
Please tell me he spit it out or something.
Yeah, he spit it out. I saw it. That's
okay.
Because I could see the color was the same.
Got the details. Hey, Cindy.
I know it worked.
Cindy?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go ahead.
My cousin did that. My baby cousin is 15 now, so it was a long time ago. But her mom, which is my cousin, did that to her all the time. And I was like, why don't you use one of those sucky things? She was like, they don't work as well.
Oh, God. And this, again, is a little baby that can't blow itself, right?
I'm like, well, maybe when I'm a mom, I might understand. I've had a child since then, and there is no way I would do that.
Never.
That's nasty. Even looking at it's nasty. Why do you want to put your mouth around some child's nose?
I'm going to do it to Stacey the next time she gets cold.
Oh, God.
job.
She'll be like, what the hell are you doing?
She'd kick you.
This is very effective in Africa, as Claire told us.
She'd kick you in the shin.
Hey, Pam, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I'm gagging. I'm so disgusted. Are you serious? I thought he was going to say he took his hand and wiped it and, like, threw it. Like, I've seen people do that.
Yep.
But I called. I was like, is he lying? Please tell me he's lying.
I really thought that you were lying, but, I mean, we're getting people that are calling in that say they've done it themselves.
He sucked it into his mouth.
Peggy?
Hey.
Hey.
Kept it a little bit in there like some chew.
Yeah, no. I've totally done it before with my baby girl.
Why are you doing this?
I mean, those sucky things just don't work as well, and then you get just this penoid thing about germs up inside the sticky thing. Yeah, so, you know, she's a little baby. She can't breathe. So you just suck it out and spit.
Okay.
Why would you want boogers in your mouth? Not a
baby. That's the theme of today's show. Why would you want boogers in your mouth?
Especially somebody else's.
Not even yours. Like, no. Geez. Don't need to think about that ever again.
What the hell is wrong with people?
And I could continue to take calls from people that said, I'm not going to, that their parents did it, that they did it. So Jeff is not, this is not shock value. That really happened.
How happy are y'all that Yancey's gone?
Oh God! Dude. F!
You are an F.
I cannot believe you just said that.
You're on The Burt Show.
Producer Joanna.
Good morning.
How are
good
you?
Good morning.
I'm doing good, and I would be doing a lot better if there's some restaurants in Atlanta that have decided that they are going to have unisex bathrooms. And I have a big problem with unisex bathrooms.
On I don't what? Like them either.
Me neither. There's so many levels to this.
Yes. I don't mind them.
No?
It just throws me off.
Well, yeah, it throws me off, and it's just disgusting. I don't want to walk in to the bathroom after a boy was just in there, or a man, whatever, and have to put the seat down. I don't like putting the seat down in my own house, let alone some other guy that I don't even know. And it's just, come on, can we get a boy and a girl bathroom? You have 10 of them there. Why do they have to be unisex?
I wonder what is the mentality on making them unisex? Like, that it's supposed to be, like, hip and forward-thinking? Or what is it?
I think it's partially hip and forward-thinking, and I think it's probably also hip and forward-thinking.
It's like, I mean,
if you started, yeah, he's like, started if I start that sentence, it'll complete itself.
Because what I was going to say is...
Bert's the one who hasn't slept.
is that it would be, like, easier to manage, but then as I was doing the first part of the sentence, I don't think what difference it would make.
Because, well, I know that there's a... When I go into those, there's more pressure to make sure that I'm neater than I would be if I was just in a guy's bathroom.
Well, you're the only one who thinks that way.
But even that, I mean, you got a splash problem going on. There's only so much we can do for y'all.
Like time management, though. Like, the girls' line for their restrooms are always ridiculously long, but the guys are in, out. Yeah, yes, please, let me have a unisex bathroom.
Pee on the floor. That's why they're in and out.
Now, women are peeing all over their seats.
Yes.
So, and don't clean it up.
Worse.
So,
really?
Women are nasty in the bathroom. I would think that a women's bathroom is nastier than a men's.
Come on.
I'm not kidding.
Well,
women straddle the toilet. Okay. Women, I'm telling you, you straddle the toilet and you pee on the seat, wipe up your own urine. Okay.
We've heard that multiple times.
It's seriously. Disgusting. Because you are gross.
Weren't you the one that educated Jeff and I like years ago that sometimes it's not a straight shot?
It's never a straight shot.
It's not a straight shot.
We didn't realize that.
It's never a straight shot. And so,
no, you guys have directional force. We don't really
we have obstacles
have
in the way.
Yeah. There's always directional.
There's a few places that it needs to travel through in order to get to its destination. But
with guys, with enough thought, you know, guys can actually curve their stream just by thought.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, the other thing that drives me nuts about unisex bathrooms is there never seems to be a place to put my purse.
Yes.
And I don't want to put my purse on the floor of a bathroom. Especially a bathroom that I'm sharing with a man. Like, if you're going to do that, like, give us a little, like, table in the corner to put our purse on or have some, like, hooks in there to hang things on because...
In the sanitary napkin bin.
Yeah.
And so another issue I have is on the unisex bathrooms, in this restaurant in particular, there is an occupied and non-occupied sign. Mm-hmm. So it turns red when there's someone in there and green. Nobody can figure that out on an airplane, let alone when you've been drinking at a bar. So they're sitting there like banging on the door and I'm like, it's red!
I'll tell you what was worse than that. What was the restaurant in, was it like Buckhead-ish that used to have the frosted doors that when they were mm-hmm. not being used, you could see yes. right through the window, right, yes. of the bathroom. But then when you close it and you lock it, the doors would automatically frost.
Yes.
Now,
that's
you could
awesome.
See out, but people couldn't see in.
I don't trust it.
So, exactly. Yeah. So you were sitting there, you were standing there, and you had to trick your mind into thinking that nobody could see in.
Mm-hmm. Or what if you forgot
that's
to lock it?
It is nerve-wracking.
What if you forgot to lock it and no. people can see it? Why
that's
are
what
you making
banking
it,
on.
Why yeah, are my, you making it difficult for drunk people to go to the
well,
bathroom?
And I my issue, too, with uh-huh. Bathrooms, drunk or not, is let's not try to be cutesy with the boy girl.
Exactly.
Like,
make it perfectly
either,
clear.
I, yes. I've got it. There should be one sign that says penis and one that says JJ. There should be no, like, I don't know French. I don't know if I'm a monsieur or madame or whatever.
I don't know if I'm a caballo or a baca.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
That gets me messed up too when it's in Spanish sometimes. And I'm like, wait, if I close one eye, does it make me figure out what turn it is?
And the man, woman symbols, I screw those up also. Don't do those. Just men,
yes.
women. That's
yes.
it.
Yes. Why you got to be wasting our time?
Have a man and a woman standing outside the door.
This is yours.
This is yours. And point me in that direction.
Most were calling up saying that women are nastier than dudes in
yes,
the bathroom.
Yes, absolutely.
Sure.
They are.
Because
really?
Women,
it's disgusting.
Because you don't clean up after yourselves. I swear. I peeing, just the urine that is in every stall is just disgusts me. And
in places where you would think that it wouldn't be too, like if you're in a nice like department store, it's still a messy bathroom.
Yes.
Or if you're, I mean, because you almost expect it if you're going out to bars, especially like crappy bars, you're like just mm-hmm. sort of expect the bathrooms to be disgusting. But
you're
even in like really nice restaurants, like upscale hotel restrooms, like there's all kinds of situations where mm-hmm. they're just gross. And you're like, this is the office. It should yeah. be like, hello, mm-hmm. you're here every day. And these people you see in the office every day, like wipe up after yourself.
And if women you don't believe, then go into the bathroom in those the little paper toilet seat covers that nobody ever uses. Mm-hmm. So take one out and just lay it on the toilet seat and just mm-hmm. see how much wet spot comes up as you're laying it on the toilet seat.
Nasty.
I'm serious. Yeah. It is so gross.
Didn't they do like, I forget what TV station was that took like not only a black light but also took little cultures off the bottom of a woman's purse?
Yes.
It was a
yes.
Fox and station in Ohio, but it got picked up nationally because it was so nasty.
The bacteria yes. that's in the bottom of your purse, like when you put it down in the bathroom right there, wherever, yeah. mm-hmm. it's picking up so much nasty stuff. You got swine flu on there. You got it all on there, man.
It should be mandatory to have somewhere to put your purse on, because when you go out to eat and you're sitting and you're just going out with your date and you're sitting at a small table, where am I going to put my purse?
Yeah. That's why they made those little hanging things.
That's what the little hooks are. Mm-hmm.
What'd they make?
They should hand those out at the door.
But
Jessica
yeah.
has one. It's a little disc, so and it just has a hook underneath uh-huh. it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Happy Hooker or something like that. Seriously.
Hey, Trevor, good morning. You just called Jessica Happy Hooker?
No.
Good morning, bud. How you doing this morning?
Good, Trevor. How are you?
Hey, Trevor, don't let me answer that. Just go right ahead.
What's going on?
Possible reason for the unisex bathrooms is code states that men and women bathroom have to have the exact same number of stalls. And if you've ever been in most men's bathrooms, half the stalls don't get used. And the only way to have equal or give women more options for stalls is to have a bunch of unisex bathrooms.
Well, let's just build more women's bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I really think that we should do a culture. Like, somebody should really do a test. Like, you talk about going in the bathroom and testing for bacteria. Well, go into a women's bathroom and a men's bathroom and scientifically tell us which is nastier, and I guarantee it'll be a women's every time.
You think so?
Absolutely.
I just assume, based on what
towels.
I've seen in dudes' bathrooms.
I just still feel more comfortable.
It's if we don't have urinal cakes.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty gross.
Well, and nobody has really invented a good splash guard yet.
Oh, there is a good one.
Back.
There is?
Yes.
I have never seen one.
It's a sponge. So there's a sponge that goes like halfway up.
Ew,
and
that
it's...
has to reek.
Oh, that's, yeah, I take back what I just said.
Listen, it's The Bert Show.